This week, the Surgeon General Vivek Murthy announced that the escalated use of e-cigarettes among young people is a major public health concern, based on a report Murthy released earlier this week that stated that more research is needed on the health effects of e-cigs, but action must be taken on protecting grade school students and young adults from being harmed by nicotine products. Michael Erickson is the founding dean of the School of Public Health at Georgia State University and former director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's Office on Smoking and Health. Welcome back to The Takeaway.
Thank you.
The CDC seems to view e-cigarettes not so much as a way of quitting smoking, a sort of health benefit of quitting smoking, but as a new kind of addiction to nicotine and a gateway drug for young people.
Well, it really depends on the age of the group that we're talking about. The Surgeon General's report focused on young people, and there's a certain set of issues there. What it didn't focus on is really the most important and controversial issue, which is about adult smokers.
And we learned that smokers are in the minority of people using tobacco products as a result of this latest data.
Yes. What we found surprising to everyone is that e-cigarettes are the most common form of tobacco product used by both middle school students and high school students. The issue, though, behind that is that some feel that e-cigarettes shouldn't be considered a tobacco product because they're less harmful, but they do contain nicotine, and that's what's driving the comparison between e-cigarettes and tobacco products, but also that's where the controversy lies.
I guess it's just as easy to obtain regular cigarettes, but somehow vaping has become cooler and has turned into something of a gateway for young people to addiction, I guess, to nicotine, and then who knows what else.
Right. I mean, again, it's a complex issue, but it's clear that vaping has become extremely popular with young people, that it's a combination of technology and coolness and marketing. If you look at some of these products, they look like Apple products. They're chrome. They have lights. They're just really cool. And they can be used not just for nicotine and tobacco products, but they can also be used for other drugs. So there's a number of reasons that these products, these devices, have become really popular with young people. The larger issue is nicotine and its effect on young people, whether it's better to do than smoking or whether it leads to smoking. And this report tried to address some of those issues.
Now, this feels a little bit like, you know, the horse is out of the barn and it's on fire. Why would the vaping industry be allowed to form in an unregulated environment if there was this concern on the part of the medical community that, you know, the growth of vaping would mean the growth of addiction and the growth of uses of other kinds of drugs with these vaping devices?
So in this instance, FDA did not have the authority to regulate e-cigarettes until August of 2016. And still, they do not have the authority to assure child-proof caps on e-liquids, which can be toxic. And so Congress had to pass an act giving that authority to the Consumer Product Safety Commission, because it would have taken too long for FDA to have exerted its authority otherwise. So regulations and policies are not nimble sufficiently to respond to marketplace hazards or opportunities, depending upon how you view it. The net effect is that the Surgeon General felt that kids are at risk from nicotine exposure, and I would concur with that.
Michael Erickson is founding dean of the School of Public Health at Georgia State University and former director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's Office on Smoking and Health. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.